Nobody ever came back to mop up that mine site,
he concluded.
And those gorillas have been busy.
Johnny looked at the several pictures. One had been taken with a lower sun. He examined the profiles of the planes half hidden under the trees. He looked at Donaldine.
Yes, just like you described, the one you put on the gas drone. Mark 32 low-flying ground strafers, heavily armored. Not much range, but they can carry extra fuel cartridges.
Those cyclos are not setting up to defend their mine site. They're probably desperate for breathe gas. They had their fuel blown up. See the dolly tracks in the grass in front of those Mark 32s? They were dollied there, not flown there.
He pointed to the hut, half seen through the trees.
They've been over there for days, manufacturing fuel and ammunition like mad. They used what fuel they could scrape up to get that convoy here. They grabbed all the breathe gas, I'm sure. And they're on their way back.
The only other big supply of breathe gas is over at the Central Compound in America. That's where they're headed.
With those 10 Mark 32s, they could turn this whole war around the other way,
said Johnny. He opened a map, water still dripping off him and on to it, and traced out the exit road. He found it left the forest, ran across a plain, and into a long ravine that was open to the sky. The road went on toward Lake Albert, but there was a flat place as it left the ravine. He looked at some pictures Donaldine had taken.
We've got a battle coming up,
said Johnny. He measured distances and turned to Sir Robert.
It will take them a day and a half to reach this spot. 2 days to the main compound since that road is awfully bad. Meanwhile, we have to take care of the main force of Brigantes. Pack Colonel Yvonne, 4 raiders, and a mortar into this plane. Tell him he's got to hold that pass until relieved. And you, Donaldine, stand by up there to make sure that convoy doesn't get through. Remember, we're only after live cyclos.
We're after stopping a counterattack on the Denver area,
said Sir Robert. Thor had gone down to put in an appearance at the Mountains of the Moon as Johnny. He was a fair rider and would put on a bit of a show for them and say hello. He was scheduled to visit another tribe south of there. He was a bit far for recall, and it would mess up their plans to expose where Johnny really was.
I'm sorry you've only got one battle plane,
said Johnny. Donaldine smiled happily.
But there's only one battle, Johnny lad.
Get a bazooka.
Robert
up
the
here.
Fox was rapping out orders, and very shortly Colonel Yvonne and 4 soldiers struggled up through the rain, carrying a bazooka and a blast mortar and other equipment. They'd forgotten about their coordinator to translate for them, and it was a very tight fit indeed to get all this into the battle plane. Sir Robert briefed Colonel Yvonne. He smiled cheerfully. Ambushes in passes of the Hindu Kush were much more complicated. Have no fear, Marshal Johnny and War Chief Robert. That pass would be held. Live cyclos? Well, not quite as satisfactory, but have no fear. The valiant Red Army would perform. The battle plane soared up. 7 men and 1 battle plane to stop a convoy of dozens of cyclos and battle tanks. Donaldine waved down at them through the rain and was gone.